In three.
We're ready to start.
Two.
Cleared for takeoff.
One.
Testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turning up.
Spin 103.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3.
I think I've changed Nathan O'Reilly's life forever and he'll never be the same. I've introduced him to the hashtag Kiki, do you love me? It is a song from Drake's new album, Scorpion. It's the lyrics in there. And there's a dance going viral. People are sitting in the passenger seat. They're getting it. They're doing a dance. Stop humming. It's making me nervous.
Whoa.
And the car is rolling, but they're dancing and walking. Why are you? He has watched it for the last half an hour. Why do you enjoy it so much?
So good.
Why?
Why didn't you show me this earlier?
I only found it yesterday.
Why?
It's loads of different people doing different
it
types
is
of dances.
Phenomenal. Best thing I've ever seen. Sorry, did I scare you when
you
I said
best.
That?
My headphones were very loud.
I can feel like my body has changed.
Yeah.
Like when I'm watching it, I feel looser. Yeah. I feel happy. I think you need to show those videos to someone going through a tough time.
Like you and your breakup.
Yeah. I wish you showed me that the day after the breakup.
I learned 3 new dances last night to stay relevant. The 3 Fortnite dances that all the footballers are doing.
Yeah.
You know the one that Jesse Lingard does? And he kind of punches the air but kind of does. Look, watch this. See if you think this is good.
So there's a Jesse Lingard scoring a goal. This is on the radio, which isn't a visual medium. Yeah. All right, Graham is kind of putting his arm and bending it and pointing backwards as he hops. I hate that Griezmann celebration. Griezmann has the loser sign on his forehead and he's jumping around like he's a gremlin.
And then floss.
Yeah, we know the floss. Who flosses? No footballer flosses.
It's all Fortnite.
Do the Griezmann one more time. I absolutely hate it. So look up Antoine Griezmann celebration. That's a Fortnite dance. And we probably should ask
at the end of the dance.
We should ask, does anyone actually know what the hell Fortnite is?
No,
what
you
is
can't.
It?
Don't say that because you don't sound relevant. We
no,
gotta
I
pretend
am being... Okay, yeah. No, I do know what it is, but tell me.
Is it a free game on PlayStation?
Yeah, it's also known as 2 weeks.
Well, what is it? It's a shooter game like Call of Duty.
Bad dad joke, Fortnite too. Yeah, it's like a first-person shooter in a post-apocalyptic world. It's like
aliens and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway,
wow,
we're running out of time on the show.
Okay, bye.
Kiki, do you love me?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
My name is Graham O'Toole. This is Nathan O'Reilly.
I had a dream last night where I met Cristiano Ronaldo in a car park. He was in a rush. I ran up to him. I said, can I get a selfie, Cristiano? He kindly agreed to it. Got the selfie on my phone. He ran off. Then I look at my phone and the camera had flipped. And I had just taken a picture of the derelict car park.
No!
Yeah.
Nightmare.
And then I woke up.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And can I say, what I witnessed yesterday on the balcony was nothing more than disgraceful, Nathan.
Me?
No.
Disgraceful by me?
No, disgraceful by our producer, Callum.
Yeah, it's absolutely shocking. Let me paint a picture for you. There we are on the balcony upstairs, enjoying the rays, having our lunch. Mr. Nick Kay, the resident Australian man that works here at Spin.
I love the way every time we refer to Nick, he's just a resident Australian. Like every
building,
office has
every
the
office.
Resident Australian.
Yeah. You have to have an Australian. It's in people's contracts. So I was talking to Nick and I said to him, man, I owe you money, because Nick had emailed all of us around the office saying that he was raising money for a great cause, a charity event.
Oh, I actually still give him money for that.
Yeah. So I said, Nick, sorry, I've no money in my wallet at the moment, but I'll pay you tomorrow. Okay?
And that is really good of you
That's
to do that.
That's very nice.
You don't carry cash, you got to go get cash from the ATM, bring it back, of course.
No, I did forget the money today, but I will pay him eventually. Then out of nowhere, producer Callum, he's sitting beside me, and he says, you owe me €8.
Well, he does.
I'm going, sorry, what? You owe me €8. What is the €8 for?
For the improv night that we went to a few weeks back.
An improv night, Graham. Do you remember that? Do you remember when producer Callum...
Oh, the improv night that you didn't want to go to?
I didn't want to go to that.
But you felt bad, so you went.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go. I didn't bother.
You didn't go, but no, I went.
Bad. It was on the night of England v Sweden, so I watched a game of football. I had tonsillitis that day. I wasn't feeling great myself, but I still left the house.
Would you not just leave the €8 and let Nathan give it to charity?
No. Only because...
Oh.
I said you could donate the €8 in my name, but... You'd gone out and bought a burrito, which is about €7, so you had cash on you.
No, I didn't. He had his card on him.
I have my card.
Well, you could still go to an ATM, get the cash.
So he thinks paying back for the improv night is more important than you eating.
Yeah.
This is
And let me paint a picture with the improv night. It was absolutely shocking. We were there. There was only 3 people in the audience. They were struggling so much that I had to go on stage and pretend to be a red pepper.
So what is happening now? Are you going to... continue to pursue the €8, or are you going to allow Nathan to give it over to charity?
I'm taking, because I'm chasing my friends for money for the stag do that I've organised.
What is this, man?
That's £103, which is nowhere near €8, but I'm chasing my debts.
Okay.
He's a frugal man.
So that is a definite no on giving it to charity.
I'm going to send the happy boys around.
You heard a threat from producer Callum, but I will say that I will not dance to the drum of his beat.
That's the beat of his drum, Nathan.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it is a sad day in Irish media as Eamon Dunphy has stepped down from his role as a pundit on RTÉ. And you know what? It's kind of like he's died. Yeah. In the Daily Star, I know I'm citing the Daily Star 2 mornings in a row.
What's
now?
What's your obsession with the Daily Star? Do you have shares in it?
I just love their journalism. They have an 8-page pullout in the centre of Eamon Dunphy. It looks like he's dead with a massive picture. It looks like Miley from Glenroe. With the RTÉ years, 8-page pullout.
He looks awfully sad in the front cover.
He kind of always looked a bit
very
sad.
Very leathery face.
Just looking through some of my favourite quotes. He said about... the Real Madrid captain, who has captained them to 3 consecutive Champions League wins, he's like Paul McShane on steroids.
Sergio Ramos, he's describing.
What did I say? Like, yeah, Real Madrid captain, sorry. And he is actually a journalist for the Daily Star, and he says, RTÉ is different now. They live in fear of Twitter's keyboard warriors. And this is interesting. I found this.
I'm
piece.
Loving the rustling of the newspaper. I hope you're enjoying it as well.
Before the Euros in 2016, he says, I'll never forget the words of a senior executive in RTÉ Sport to give us on the eve of the tournament. He said to us, go easy on Martin, was his message. Martin being Martin O'Neill, of course. That was the brave new world of RTÉ Sport when, though, there was nothing about it being brave.
That's a sad world we're living in now.
It is sad.
You can't say anything controversial.
So Eamon Dunphy is gone, and so is Bill O'Hurley, kind of passed away.
Yeah, and John Giles as well.
So all the old guard are kind of stepping aside. But one of my favourite moments, and has been doing the rounds on Twitter, is when Eamon was talking about a journalist. And he didn't like what he said in an article, and he started to attack his personal life.
He's the guy who ran away and left his wife for a young one.
Yeah.
You know, he only speaks the truth.
He's the guy who ran away and left his wife for a young one.
And that journalist replied yesterday saying, do you know what? What he said was mean, but he wasn't wrong. And that journalist still is with that young one.
Oh, well, she's probably not young anymore.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Downtown Nathan is on the streets. Downtown he's telling a bunch of lies. Downtown Nathan is going downtown.
Morning.
Downtown.
Downtown, part of the show where I hit the streets and I tell people lies about a certain topic. Now, Graham, I have one question and one question only. What has been your favourite moment out of 2018?
Tony McGregor, non-2+, Quest €20 note, hand-fitted Hugo Boss suit.
Happened last Saturday, Tony McGregor got on the dart, had a little rant because he put €20 into the machine, got a lot of coin from it. I decided to tell lies about Tony McGregor. He is suing Aaron Road Aaron because he put a €20 note in a cash machine for a ticket and he ended up getting his change back in coins. Do you think he'll win the case?
I honestly hope not. It's a sorry state of affairs the country's come to if he wins that case. It would be rubbish if he won that case.
Do you not think he deserves it?
Deserves what?
The money.
No, I don't think he deserves the money.
Sorry, my mic cable is wrapped around your bag.
That's okay, no problem. Once it doesn't take my bag, I'm fine.
There are talks that he's now going to be able to ride the dart for free from now on. Do you think that's fair?
I would probably say not. No, I think he's a weirdo, man. Do you ever see the peace sign and stuff that he does? It's ridiculous.
What do you do?
The peace sign. Have you ever seen every single picture thrown with the peace sign? It's like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know. Like, fair enough, his son's unreal, but like, pay for the Lewis or whatever you're on. Just be normal.
He's running for presidency. Will you vote for him?
Absolutely not.
He said what he wants to offer is free dart service, and he also wants to get rid of Booterstown Dart Station because he says it's very stanky.
It's all populism. That's all it is. It's just crap.
Crap at Booterstown Dart Station, or
his message. If that's the message that he's giving out, that's all it is. He's just jumping on the bandwagon, that's all. He's just to make news headlines.
Deep down in your heart, do you want to vote for him?
Absolutely not. Thank you.
Lansdowne Road Dart Station, do you know it?
I do, yeah.
Have you been by it before?
I have, yeah.
They're changing the name to Tony McGregor Nam Plus Station. What do you think about that?
I really don't know.
Will that affect your life in any way?
Not at all. Who's Tony McGregor?
He's Conor McGregor's father.
All right, he got all the loose business I did.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
It's a joke.
So will you be a fan going by that station knowing that it's named after Tony McGregor?
A rugby fan.
What?
A rugby fan.
No, will you be a fan now that the station has changed its name?
It doesn't really bother me.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong.
It is a game that can make you, but it can also break you.
If you've never heard this game before, welcome to the show if it's your very first time. What happens is every single morning this time, we put 1 minute on the clock and ask the listener questions, and all they got to do is get the answers wrong. It is simple as that. Let's go to the phone lines. Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Amy, we're good in studio this morning. Tell us, what is the plan today?
I'm actually in work for 9 o'clock, so yeah, and then I'm off at 3, so I'm loosey the goose today.
Loosey goosey.
And why, it takes you a long time to get into work, does it? Are you currently travelling?
Well, no, I only work in Newlands Golf Club. I play golf, so I'm lucky in that sense.
Oh wow, what do you think of Tiger Woods?
Oh, it was heartbreaking to watch now, to be fair.
Would you be a fan of Tiger now after all the stuff he's kind of gone through in the public eye the last couple of years?
I don't know. It's a bit hit and miss, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice golf pun there.
Like Rory's short game, eh?
That's exactly it.
That's I watched golf for 5 minutes and that's what I picked up over the weekend. Glenn is on top of the leaderboard. He has a score of 17. So Amy, this morning you've got to get 18 or more to go top and go into Friday in pole position to win that 100 euro. What is going to happen this morning is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Go on, Amy.
Amy, 1 minute. Best of luck.
Name a type of cheese.
Ham.
Name a type of wood.
Metal.
Do your best Harrison Ford impression.
G'day.
Do your best Adam Sandler impression.
Hello there.
Name an Adam Sandler film.
Die Hard.
Name a Seth Rogen film.
Pretty Little Woman.
What rhymes with pepper?
Salt.
How do you spell gnome backwards? What is Justin Bieber's job?
A plumber.
Name someone Bieber has dated.
Bertie Ahern.
Name someone Selena Gomez has dated. What's 45 minus 7?
11.
13 plus 24 is 37. True or false?
True.
What is Harry Kane's job?
A builder.
What club does Cristiano Ronaldo play? Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, Amy, how did you find that?
Panicky.
You were a bit of a panicky Peter at times. Graham leapt in like a salmon with that buzzer.
I started easy on you. I let you
caught
go there.
Off guard.
I'll let you go for a while.
I like you, Amy. You remind me of a friendly Michael Douglas.
Okay, I'm going to pretend I know who that is.
You had to be Glenn who got 17. I can tell you, you came on this morning and you got 12.
Oh, that is terrible.
You hit a bogey. I'm trying to think of other golf terms. Do you
bogey,
know any?
A bogey, is that
a bogey, not a boogie.
Boogie, woogie, doogie.
Amy, thank you very much for playing this morning. Unfortunately, you don't go top of the leaderboard. You got a score of 12. But look, I think there's room there to improve. You can definitely go away, work on your game, and come back stronger.
Definitely. Practice makes perfect, and as they say.
Amy, you're playing golf today, yeah?
Yeah, I am.
Best of luck on the green.
Cheers.
Four.
Cheers, guys.
No worries, Amy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, Amy. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now, Graham, I have to say, you are an absolute top professional at what you do. It is a privilege to sit opposite you in the studio.
Where is this going?
You always have a pen in your hand. You're always thinking, how can we improve the show? What am I going to say next? So you're doing all that. You're pressing all the buttons. Just flip my screen. Look at what I've been watching the last 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. From yesterday's Under the Covers, 24 hours later, he's still watching a monkey riding a bicycle with a dog running after it. Where is that from? China?
China, yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's incredible. So that's what I do in this studio.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Niall Horan on the loose. This is it. The last song we will hear before we become millionaires.
We're going to be as rich as Niall Horan.
8.15. You're listening to Spin 1038. Fully charged with McDonald's breakfast, making mornings tastier. And this has been a journey of 24 hours. Lotto Land released a statement saying over the last 2 years, Alan has been the luckiest name when it comes to lotto winnings on the island of Ireland.
In the contract, we have broken down our winnings. Graham, you're getting 30%. I'm getting 30%. Alan will be getting 20%. Our boss will be getting 15%. And producer Callum, 5%.
We have Alan on the phone. I was give Alan a call now, actually. We contacted an Alan yesterday and got him to do the dirty work for us. Hopefully, he hasn't already spent his money.
Hello?
Alan, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Great, yourself?
Oh, we are nervous, but we are very excited because we are about to become millionaires.
Hopefully.
Alan, first of all, thank you so much for getting involved with this, for buying us the ticket last night. Everything went okay with yesterday when you went down to collect your money?
Yeah, it was grand, yeah.
Where did you purchase the shop?
The ticket.
Well, you're going to be purchasing lots of shops once you get the ticket, you know.
A garage on the Tala Bypass.
I would have gone there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get some winnings as well. They get a bit of money when we win as well. So the shop that sells it gets a bit of money.
So, yeah. Graham, you're buying the Viking Splash. I'm going to open up a few businesses in Tuscany. And Alan, you said yesterday you are going to use the money to buy a caravan.
We can go driving in the countryside together with the Viking Splash in your caravan, Alan.
Yeah, you can call me along, yeah.
So we've actually just found out as well that the win is not 6.5, it's 6.6 million. So we've all got a little bit more added to our jackpot. Okay, 30% each for me and Nathan, 20% for you, 15% to the boss and 5% to producer Callum. This is it. You bought four lines, €10 worth. Producer Callum, you've got it all inserted into a laptop. Pass it over here. I'm about to press check our ticket to reveal that we've actually won. Are you nervous, Alan?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Come on!
This is the moment that's going to change our life. Check ticket. Here we go. I think there's a problem with the website. It says, sorry, this isn't a winning selection. Better luck next time.
Refresh it, Graham.
I'll refresh.
Are you on Mozilla Firefox?
Refresh.
What's it saying?
Error
means you win. It means you win.
Is your name really Alan?
Yeah.
Sorry, did we just lose? We've lost everything.
You know, Alan, when you think you convince yourself so much that you've won something and you spend the money in your head. And then your life is never going to be the same again. Because I'm just going to be thinking about every time I'm driving my car now, I was like, this could be the Viking Splash.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I wasn't too bad. I won 100 euro yesterday on the way into it, so I can't complain.
Well, look, your luck is there with you somehow.
I don't want to put a dampener on everyone's mood, but I'm actually in a lot of debt.
Could you maybe give Nathan a dig out with that 100 euro you won yesterday?
Yeah, we split it, will we?
Can I take all of it? I'm in a lot of debt.
Alan, well, look, this is a bit of an anticlimax.
I'm kind of scared for my health. I'm in so much debt.
Thanks very much for helping us buy the ticket. We're sorry you wasted your time, and, you know, keep on buying the ticket. Who knows? And if you do end up winning the lottery someday, just let us know, because we want to know is it true. Alan, thanks very much.
No, you're a good man. What a journey, Alan, eh?
I know, yeah.
What a journey.
Thanks, Alan. Bye-bye.
Thanks. See you,
man.
And just checked it there. We actually, out of the four lines, we matched one number.
Oh, for goodness sake.
But the good news is, it's a rollover on the weekend. So if there's an Alan listening out there, get in contact with the show. Loving, I'm living, so we turning up. Ariana Grande. We turning up. And No Tears Left to Cry. It is 8:23. I'm fully charged with Graham and
very
Nathan.
Emotional. I thought I was going to become a millionaire.
Yeah, we got Alan. The luckiest name over the last 2 years to buy us a lotto ticket. We thought we'd win 6.5 million. Didn't win it. But then Anya forwarded us on an article saying another one, that Mary is the luckiest female.
All right,
name.
Let's get Mary on the show.
Well, I am going home over the weekend and my mother's name is Mary. I could force her into buying us a ticket.
Yeah, do that. We need to do that. Chin up. Or in your case, chins up. Come on.
You know I've worked on my fat face over the last year.
Yeah, but we were documenting it yesterday. Are you going to do that?
I'll see.
Don't be upset now. Did I upset you?
A little bit, yeah.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I like that song. Rudimental, Anne-Marie and Let Me Live on Spin 103.8.
What I've actually been doing every morning before I go to work is because I see my father on the landing, because I'm back home living with my parents.
He's up early.
And he says, good morning, Nathan. I say, leave me alone. Let me live my life.
There we go. 8:35.
Right, let's do it. Let's try and give away 1,000 euro.
Every single morning we play birthday bingo. Everyone wins a prize, but we try and get that 1,000 euro away. Aoife, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Aoife, this is your moment.
It's my
you,
moment.
My friend, are the chosen one.
Amazing. I'm delighted.
Aoife, this morning's month. I'm looking at it. It's December. It's a cold month, but it's the month of your birthday. What date in December?
It's Christmas.
And it's Christmas. But what date in December is your birthday?
The 5th of December.
Oh my goodness. That is a great date.
It's a great date.
If it comes out of the drum, you will be winning 1,000 euro. Let's go over to my good friend Nathan.
I just actually held my nose and breathed in and my ears have just popped. But tell me this and tell me no more, Aoife. 1,000 euro, what would you spend the money on?
I'd go shopping, I think, for some nice new clothes. That's what I do.
Would you go to Zara?
I probably would go to Zara, H&M, Topshop, all of them. Yeah.
Will we buy a pair of Crocs?
No, definitely not. Hey, Crocs.
Nathan has a pair of Crocs.
I have a pair of Crocs.
Okay,
Aoife.
I don't want to offend, but no, I don't like them.
Just want to offend, Nathan.
Aoife, I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one, you know it, but I'm going to say it. The beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning?
I'm going to go for the electric one.
How dare you? How dare you?
No, well done. It needs a whirl every now and again.
It does. It's actually
getting...
Change.
Yeah, give it a change.
It's getting very rusty, if I'm honest.
It doesn't even give it a whirl. He just presses a button and it goes...
I'm like Mrs. Doyle and Father Ted with the coffee machine episode, because I don't get to spin it.
It's a tea machine, isn't it?
I think it's tea, actually.
A tea master or something.
Tea is no job.
Yeah.
I've no job. I'm just pressing this yellow button. We are looking for the...
Fifth.
The fifth.
Best of luck.
Come on, I'm feeling lucky.
Come on, Nathan. Oh, nice home.
Like, I'm not really doing anything. Describe what I'm doing.
Well, you're staring me dead in the eye.
I need some data.
We have a ball.
We are looking for the fourth.
Fifth.
The fifth.
We are looking for the fifth. Goodness gracious. It would have been a lot better if your date was the fourth.
Oh, no way.
No. Because This morning's date is the 17th.
Why would it have been better if it was the 4th?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
No crocs for Aoife.
No crocs for
Aoife. Crocs, okay, sorry. You don't win the jackpot, but
okay, that's okay.
What you do win is a pair of tickets to the brand new Tom Cruise Mission Impossible film that's in cinemas everywhere now. They are yours. Thanks for playing Birthday Bingo, Aoife. Bye bye.
See you, Aoife. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. After Covers with Nathan.
Well, this is going to be fun, exciting, and thought-provoking. I think if you tick those three boxes, you are making good radio. Was on the Daily Mirror this morning. Saw an article, 538.com surveyed wedding DJs to make a list of the songs most commonly banned from wedding playlists. And the report is shocking.
Right.
Now, there is over 40 songs on the list. I'm not going to play 40 songs, but I'm going to dip my toe into some of the songs. You've been to a wedding, Graham, yes?
I've been to a wedding. I've actually never DJed a wedding.
Because you are a bit of a DJ.
I would actually be afraid to DJ a wedding because I feel like that's a lot of pressure on someone's biggest day of their life.
Yeah.
I'm like, not for me. I don't want that pressure.
Now, you haven't seen the list, but do you have a fair idea of some of the songs I would make it? Do you have a fair idea?
I know one song that's played at every wedding and I don't like it. It's Rock the Boat. You know, everyone, rock the boat, rock the boat, baby, rock the boat. It could get you a bit closer to the in-laws, though, you know.
We're going to start off with number 12.
We're not even going top five.
No, we're going number 12 first, and it's from Sister Sledge.
I love this song.
Do you like that?
Recently supported DNCE and Bruno Mars. No, this would be one I'd go to.
Please make your way onto the dance floor. It's Rose and Bianca's wedding. Here we go, yeah.
I would play that at
so
my wedding.
So you're happy with that?
If I was DJing, I'd play that. I'd play that anyway.
Another DJ. Hello, please make your way onto the dance floor. You're at Lloyd's and Gus's wedding. And what made number 9 is... Because
I'm happy. 100%, yeah.
You're happy with that?
Don't like that song.
No, you don't like it. You do not want that. Yeah, it does get annoying, let's be honest. Doesn't really make much sense when you look into the lyrics. We're going to go to number 5. I'm disappointed that this made the list, if I'm perfectly honest.
I'm going straight to the dance floor.
You are going to run to that dance floor and you are going to whip out the pistols.
Young man.
Come on. Yeah. Young man.
YMCA on Spin 103.8. I like that one.
I could have kept that going for another 2 minutes.
You couldn't have because I've got control of the fader.
Yeah, fair enough. We're going to go to 3. 3 is a unlucky number for a lot of people. And it is unlucky for the Los Del Rio.
Cringe.
Is that very nap? Is that dad at a wedding? Get down off the table, dad.
Yeah, tie around the forehead.
He's loads of wedding cake matted into his beard.
Shirts open, everyone's phone out, Instagram and dad doing the Macarena.
You know, I would request the drone if we had it because this is the big one. This made it. Number one, the most commonly banned song from a wedding playlist.
I'm pretty sure I've heard all these songs at a wedding.
You will never hear this song at a wedding ever
again. Can I try and guess it? Is it Rock the Boat?
No. I can tell you.
Is it the Saw Doctors, N17?
No.
The Green and Red of Mayo?
Stop it. It's named after an animal. Are you ready? The chicken dance.
Does someone actually request us to hear this on the day that they get married?
I want it at my wedding and at my funeral.
Just lower Nathan down into the ground.
No, everyone. I want to be on a canal. My coffin is gently moving onto the canal with that playing from big speakers.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Last night, I was on a thing called the internet.
Mozilla Firefox?
No, I use Safari.
All right.
Is that okay?
That's okay with me.
And I came across an article, and you know your movies, the biggest movies of all time, and the actors who play the characters in the movies become iconic, and you nearly even believe that those actors are those characters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this article showed me who was originally approached to be those characters.
This is very interesting right now. Okay,
it's
I'm
what
with you.
Could have been, and it probably would have made the movie completely different in people's eyes. So, you know the Titanic. You're aware of that film.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet, of course.
Kate Winslet played Rose in the Titanic. But initially, Gwyneth Paltrow was approached to be Rose.
That wouldn't have worked at all.
See, I think because we're so ingrained that Kate Winslet is Rose, paint me like one of your French girls, we just couldn't imagine it being...
It wouldn't work.
Number two. Tom Cruise played Jerry Maguire in Jerry Maguire.
Show me the money.
But Tom Hanks was approached.
No. So different. Two completely different actors.
Now, they're the kind of soft ones to lead us in. We've got three juicy ones coming up, okay? Tom Hanks didn't play Jerry Maguire, but he did play Forrest Gump in Forrest Gump. But guess who was approached first and turned it down?
I am thinking.
In the 90s. Iconic. You don't think of Forrest Gump as anyone else other than Tom Hanks.
I don't know why I'm thinking Harrison Ford.
John Travolta.
Oh.
Oh!
He said it was one of the biggest regrets of his career not taking the role. However, in the same year, he did appear in Pulp Fiction.
Do you know what? I actually could have seen John do that.
Yeah. Now I'm going into one of Nathan's favourite films.
God, do you remember when John Travolta danced with 50 Cent? Sorry, just got that. It's the greatest thing ever.
Second best video after Tony McGregor. Emma Stone played Mia in La La Land.
Get out of town. What are you doing with me?
But another Emma was approached first.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
No.
But
no.
She turned it down in favour of Beauty and the Beast.
What is she playing at? She could have snogged Ryan Gosling.
Or could she have snogged somebody else?
Oh.
Stop what you are doing. No, I don't like this game anymore.
Because Ryan Gosling played Sebastian.
Yeah.
In La La Land. This is your favourite film of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the reason why you brought a keyboard.
Yeah.
That and being nothing else to do in your life.
Yeah, a lot of free time.
But this is an interesting one, and I had to Google who this person was.
So wait, you were telling me that Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, they were not first choice, so... No. For the girl, it was...
Supposed to be Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. And who is the leading guy?
The leading guy, approached first, was Miles Teller.
I know Miles Teller from Whiplash and
Fantastic Four.
No, that would have been a completely different film.
So there you go, Nathan.
I would have hated. That would have made my favourite film my least favourite film.
Well, the reason you like La La Land is because you're a big fan of Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Cool.
Oh, that's... Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I feel dirty after
get
that.
Out of that one.
Sorry.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
If you would indulge me, I'd like to tell you a little story about myself. A year ago, I was given, as a gift, some Sennheiser headphones. Now, we are not sponsored by them, but my golly gumdrop, they're good.
Are they the ones you use in your computer?
Yes.
First of all, they're earphones, not headphones.
Well, what's the difference, Graham?
Earphones go in your ear, and headphones are the physical headphones you wear on your head.
Okay, well, I have these earphones.
They're Sennheiser.
They're Sennheiser.
I thought you got them for free in like a cereal box.
They're expensive. Can I say the price? A lot of money. Over 50 euro.
What?
Yeah.
For normal
these
little earphones.
These are Sennheiser, Graham. They're a German company.
I see you use these every day, and I honestly thought they were free. You got them maybe when you signed up to a bank.
No.
When you were in college.
These are brilliant. I can really hear some great audio.
So they're expensive enough for earphones.
So when I was given the gift, I was also given a small sheet of paper. A 2-year warranty. So if they're damaged, I can go into the store, it's around the city centre, and I can get the exact same pair, but it's fresh and it's brand new. Now, what I haven't told people is, I've had it for a year. Over the year, they've been damaged 3 times.
How?
Wear and tear. I listen to them every day. They're in my tight jean pocket. They always get a little bit ripped. So I go into the store with my warranty, and I get a free
pair. And they,
you absolute, no,
sorry,
frugal.
I have a warranty, Graham. You, no for one, 2 years.
No one ever uses the warranty.
So
no,
I have,
who uses their warranty?
I use it. I have it. I have it in my wallet as
let
I
me
speak
see.
To you.
Let me see.
No, I'm not going to show it to you.
You don't
because
have
it's that. Delving deep, and I don't want you rooting around my wallet.
I know what I'd find in there.
So I went in. I've been there 3 times. Yesterday, and I should describe the experience. When you walk in, they hate you. They don't want to give you the brand new headphones because you have your little sheet of paper. And
it's real faded as well.
They have to test out the headphones. I've been there when I've said, look, it's a little bit damaged, but I could still hear perfectly, but it was very damaged looking. I didn't like the look of it. And he puts it into his phone and he listens and he goes, no, they're working fine. We're not giving you a brand new pair. One of the earphones has to not be working.
Okay.
So you have to follow this sort of test. Well, yesterday I'm walking around town and I'd show producer Callum during the day. I went, look how damaged my headphones have gotten. This pair, they've gone so damaged. And I'm walking around just about to go home and one of the headphones stops working. So I change my route home because I'm going to Pierce Dart Station and I march to the store with these headphones, these broken headphones. I walk in and I go, boys, the sheriff is back. Put your gloves on and get me a brand new box of headphones. They look at me, they go, oh, Jesus, he's back.
Do they know you?
They know me now. Yeah. This is the fourth time.
This is
the fourth time in a year and a bit I've been back. I go back, I have to do the test. He goes, well, let's have a listen. I go, yeah, you listen. You listen very clearly.
You listen here.
He can see.
Buddy.
It's not working. One of the headphones isn't working. He reluctantly gives me my brand new box. So the headphones you see outside of my computer, those are the fourth headphones that I have been given after this gift.
I don't like that story. That doesn't put you in a good light.
Do you know what the best thing is?
What?
I've been given my warranty and I will be back. I will be back.
Did you get a new warranty on them?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's time to choose the news.
I like this part of the show because it's educational. Now, it isn't the most entertaining thing in the world, but you do learn something from it.
3 news headlines. Only one news story we'll hear the full one from. Nathan is the picker.
Hello, I'm a picker.
He picks the headline he wants to hear the full story from because there's so much news and we haven't got time to say it all.
You just bang the microphone.
Headline number one, chocolate bard. Headline number two, Eamon Dunphy.
Oh, we already had an Eamon Dunphy story.
But I'm proud of that headline. So, I'll just
so is it
in.
The exact same story?
Exact same story as I did earlier on.
I might hear it again.
And headline number three, Cheryl's Peril.
I'll go with the Dunphy one.
Eamon Dunphy is retired.
Oh, great. There's information. The picker will go for number one, please.
Chocolate Bard. Before we get into this, Nathan, I want to ask you, when you think of Kit Kat, what's the first thing you think of?
Chunky.
A Kit Kat chunky?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
I picture the white Kit Kat that used to be available.
Of course you do. This story involves Nestle, who own Kit Kat.
I also think of Take a Break.
They want to copyright Kit Kat's 4-finger design. The 4 chocolate finger. Now, that is not the first thing I think of when I think of Kit Kat. I also...
You're about to say chicken.
I think of the smaller 2-fingered one or the chunky. I don't think of the big Kit Kat.
I definitely don't think of the big Kit Kat.
The court said Nestle had to prove Kit Kats were recognisable in every EU country for it to retain its status. But it could only prove it was well known, listen to this, in Denmark, Germany, Spain, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Austria, Finland, Sweden and the UK. But the brand was not familiar enough in Belgium, Greece, Portugal and Ireland to qualify. Under this ruling, the firm could no longer sue confectioners producing similar 4-finger chocolate bars.
Do you remember when I brought you the news story of that woman that left that man because he ate a 4 Kit Kat?
4-finger Kit Kat, yeah.
He just ate it whole.
Like a sandwich.
He didn't break off each bit of the Kit Kat individually.
I don't feel like if you break off a finger, it's enough chocolate. So I would also eat it as a chocolate bar. Other failed copyright cases I'm going to give to you because Nestle failed that one. Donald Trump wanted to trademark You're Fired after The Apprentice
failed. Twitter tried to trademark the word tweet, but lost to an advertising-based service called TwitAd. And Kylie Jenner wanted to trademark the name Kylie, but Kylie Minogue clashed with it and she lost.
I have another story for you. I was on the Dart once before and there was an elderly man eating a Kit Kat, but he wasn't eating it. He was like sucking the thing.
The chocolate off the wafer.
The chocolate off the wafer, and then it became a wafer. And he was staring directly into my eyes.
Thank you for choosing the news, Nathan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.